few comments rather than a question. Yesterday you differentiated between Tamat and Chanda.
Yes.
And I'm glad you did that because I've always had a strong attraction, or nature has had a strong attraction for me, whether birds, any trees, whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a feeling about a disease, a bit of uneasiness. I thought this is a kind of a craving.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be chasing after birds or a tree corn or whatever.
Yeah.
So about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, Ajahn Tiridama gave a talk at EDC, and there was a question and answer period afterwards. So I took the courage to ask him a question. I said, and he explained, you know, I have a fascination for flowers, I draw them, whatever, try and paint them. Is this craving? Or he said, don't worry about it. Good craving, and it's bad craving. What you told us yesterday
right.
convinced me. I thought he might have been saying this just to soothe me, this old man.
Yeah.
I still had a little bit of discomfort, but now I can see that that's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it can be both, but you realize that there's a bigger scope. Also, one of the things that I mentioned this morning of the Buddha recognizing that the kind of happiness that he was experiencing was this is an innocent kind of happiness. It's a blameless kind of happiness, and so you start investigating, sort of saying, "Yeah, that's a blameless happiness." Also, I mean, as an aside, Ajahn Viradamo from Tisarana is a birder, really. Yes. So, usually when he shows up in California, we'll usually try to sort in a side trip somewhere where there's a unique sort of bird life thing.
Uh-huh.